Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Hey, congrats, Nick Nat.
Yeah.
2020 John Worsfold medalist, so...
Good job. I think well deserved. I don't think there was a game this season that he played in where he wasn't the talk of the town afterwards. Yeah. You know, every game it was like, how good was Nick Nat?
To be fair, though, like, he's the talk of the town when he doesn't play, really. Yeah. So it's, you know, it's good to be Nick. Anyway, congratulations. Not by much. 194 to 192, Andrew Gaff.
Yeah.
Hot on the heels on the votes front. Yeah. But anyway, Brad Shepherd awarded the Chris Mayne Waring Medal as Best Clubman. And Josh Rothman was the club's Emerging Player Award winner after 10 games for the season. So congrats all round. There you go. Big night for the Eagles.
Mm.
We still haven't hit phase five.
No, we've been delayed.
Of the recovery map. And now they're not talking about a date. Because remember, I mean, look, it was going to be for the grand final weekend. And then that got pushed back a little bit. Like, there were a couple of other earlier dates it was meant to be. So as of this weekend, grand final weekend, there is a change. Venues that hold predominantly seated events are now exempt from the 2 square metre rule.
So yeah, I heard theatres and cinemas, etc. can go 60%.
Yeah, for their seated and ticketed performances.
Yeah.
There's still some people that are very upset that we haven't had community transmission in some 6 months, and there are still, well, obviously, if you don't have a seated event, you still can't have close to capacity.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, you don't even get a few extra in.
It's strange, isn't it? Because over the weekend there were festivals on.
Well, yeah, exactly.
And, like, how many people did they let into that?
Well, not just, I mean, obviously we had ours here. Yeah. But, like, how many beer festivals, you know?
Yeah, have been there was a wine one over the weekend as well.
I don't know. It's very, but that was outdoors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why I'm just not even, like, phase five, it's like, oh, cool.
Are we not
well,
there?
Whatever. Yeah, like, I don't really feel restricted in our days at all over here.
No, I suppose, but compared to... Do you know what? Someone was telling me at some parts of the world where apparently they've even got restrictions on, like, jeans and wearing thongs.
And thongs.
Yeah, and I'm like, how is that even
COVID restriction?
Apparently. Yeah. I don't really... I need to go look that up and see what their theory is behind that, but...
Don't wear thongs, you'll get COVID.
Yeah, you get through your toes or something, possibly. I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't think that's the sort of thing you'll find at our wa.gov.au website, but it can plug you into... whether or not, you know, your venue, if you operate one, has any exemptions coming or anything like that. I mean, look, the other big week, well, speaking of stuff going on, it's Telethon weekend coming up, you know.
Yeah, right.
So not only grand final, Telethon this weekend. So on TV.
Who decided that?
Well, yeah, I don't think that was how it was originally going to be. I don't think it's ever come together like that.
No, before. You wouldn't want that to come together.
But then, to be fair, Telethon's not running on telly all weekend. They're doing Saturday evening from 8 and then Sunday evening from 6, a couple of hours.
Okay.
And the big event is on the Sunday. So the grand final's on Saturday. The big event for Telethon's the Family Festival, 11 to 5 at Optus Stadium. So however it goes, Fat Cat's going to be very busy.
Yes.
Fair to say.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
So if you've just caught up with some of the news, we still haven't hit phase five of WA's COVID recovery map, and we're not going to.
Yeah.
It was going to be around grand final time, but that's not happening now.
No.
And we don't even have a date now. Because I guess they've put it off that many times. They've just gone, you know what, let's just...
We'll let you know.
Well, yeah, when it's going to happen, we'll tell you. But things will change on Saturday for sit-down indoor venues. So theatres, concert halls, auditoriums, amphitheatres, cinemas, comedy lounges, performing arts centres will now be exempt from the 2 metre rule.
Nice.
So they can have up to 60% capacity.
Yeah.
More info on that, check wa.gov.au for all the details. Now, not only is it the grand final weekend, it's also the Telethon weekend coming up.
Mm.
And the big event is the Telethon Family Festival, which happens on the Sunday at Optus Stadium between 11 and 5.
Nice.
Not much to get in. It's only $5 for adults, and kids are free.
And beautiful.
And they will have show bags.
Oh,
I know. You're done. And October 20 is International Sloth Day.
Sloth Day.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So in honour of the world's slowest animal, perhaps you could take it easy today.
Yeah, sit back, relax.
And I guess that means it's another day where I keep finding these reasons. It's another day where I guess I'm not going to be going for a walk.
Oh, what a shame.
You know?
It's Sloth Day, I can't.
The world just keeps putting these roadblocks up in front of me, you know. Now, you saw some of the SAS action on, was it on 7 last night?
I did.
It's all anyone's been, well, it's all, if you've watched anything on 7, it's all they've talked about. in the corner of all the screens. It starts 7:30 tonight. It's coming up. It's coming up. I didn't get around to seeing any of it. I don't know if I'm even interested or not, but I suppose I'm kind of interested.
Yeah. Well, Roxy Jasenko was out straight away. I think that's what everyone
expected. Sorry, spoiler.
Well, she just evicted herself.
Yeah,
too hard. See you later.
Because I saw some of the promos and it looked like that Merrick was going to cop it.
Yeah.
That looked kind of interesting, but no.
But, and to be honest, Chappelle did.
And that's, she's the part of it that I'm probably least interested in seeing.
Like, I know. I was a bit over it, to be honest.
Yeah.
The Chappelle, it was just all about her, the interrogation with all the hard-hitting questions and no actual answers. Okay. You know, they asked her all the big questions. You're like, oh, I wonder what she has to say. Oh, moved on. Moved on, nothing. Yeah. Okay.
I suppose, well, it's all about, you know, psyching people out and getting inside people's heads.
Grinding
them
down.
Yeah, to see. Because I guess it is all about trying to kick them out. Like, you know, get them to, you know, psych themselves out and give up. Yeah.
I don't know. They didn't do a lot. Well, I don't know. They did like some army crawling through mud. Out of a helicopter.
See, all that stuff.
Punched each other a bit and then that was it.
I could do that. Yeah, all of us can do that. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. Yeah, I'm not watching that.
Look, I'm sure it was hard, but yeah, I don't know. Wait and see, I guess.
Well, look, I think, you know, at the end of the day, if, you know, they do something that's a bit more complicated, then maybe I'll be interested.
I'm excited for them to defend our country.
Yeah, well, good.
Is that what it's all about? Are they recruiting? Is that what they're doing?
To the day when Chappelle is on the front line, up there with Merrick.
Save us,
everybody else, sending them into combat. So sometimes cows get loose. You know what I'm saying? They don't always stay where they're meant to.
Right.
Right.
Don't worry.
Just
I was thinking
fact.
Cows, like, gone wild. Sometimes cows get loose. I mean, don't we all?
They're taking their tops off, they're showing their udders to everyone. Can't deal with it. Anyway, apparently last week about 40 cows escaped from a farm in Victoria, right?
Yeah.
And one of them was found less than a mile away after wandering onto a neighbouring resident's trampoline and becoming stuck.
Wandering onto a trampoline. Again, I'm guessing it's a sunken trampoline.
I'm guessing so, yeah.
One cow can't just wander onto an above-ground trampoline.
Unless it had steps and it was a very talented cow.
Yeah.
Anyway, apparently the neighbour used a tractor to help it off. So it turns out, even though it was after midnight when they discovered it, her milkshake managed to attract the attention of quite a few folks in the neighbourhood. And yes,
they brought
indeed,
the folks to the yard.
They did bring all the boys to the yard. But I'm sure it was to stage a rescue, but still, turns out the song is still accurate.
Oh, dear. 97.3,
Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With today's entertainment news that helps rehome orphaned titty bears, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn back for the Christmas Chronicles 2 on Netflix. It's been 2 years since the much-loved original dropped and the trailer for the second instalment is here.
What's happening?
I'm going to make everybody forget that the North Pole and Santa Claus ever existed.
Bellsnickel.
This is bad.
Without the star, the North Pole, the village, Christmas is doomed!
Like for this year?
Like forever.
We can't let that happen. Christmas must endure. Let's do this.
Finally, the truth is out there. It's an evil Kiwi that wants to stop Christmas.
They're all evil, I tell you. There's no explanation as to why there's a Kiwi in there. You're going to have to watch it to find out.
All right, bring it on.
But the movie will hit Netflix on November 25. The plot for the new Space Jam movie has been revealed ahead of the movie's release next year. Space Jam 2, A New Legacy, is said to be about NBA superstar LeBron James and his son taking a trip to Warner Brothers Studio and accidentally getting trapped within a world that contains all of Warner Brothers' stories and characters. And with the help of Bugs Bunny, LeBron must reassemble the Looney Tunes and win an epic basketball game to rescue his son.
Space Jam 2.
Sounds great.
I love it.
Can't wait. Sometime next year. Don't know when.
All right.
Miley Cyrus is a busy, busy gal. Not only did she perform for a MTV Unplugged concert in her backyard over the weekend, but she also performed for the Save Our Stages Festival, which is helping to raise money to save small venues across the US. She performed from LA's famed Whiskey-A-Go-Go with a cover of the Cranberries hit, Zombie.
In your head, zombie, hey, what's in your head? perfect for her. That was a great version.
Great. Don't often hear good versions of Zombie. Was great.
No.
And there's new music coming for Billie Eilish. She's announced that she'll have a new tune out sometime next month. She replied to fans' questions about the new music by saying November, and the colour that represents the new song is orange, brownie, kind of autumn colour. So
right.
If you can translate that into a song, that's what it's going to sound like.
Okay. Sure.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.